Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, yeah!
Slow down there, Kool-Aid guy.
Oh, yeah!
Slow down there, Macho Man.
Oh, yeah!
Can I give you a James Hetfield?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Well,
ooh,
hey.
Yeah.
It's going to be action-packed. I feel it. CNR on FSR. Let's do this.
Covino and Rich. Steve Covino. That is I. He is I, and I is him. That is Rich Davis. We got Danny G, super producing.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, Danny G? What up, Iowa Sam? He's on the ones and twos. Always great to see Iowa Sam. We got Dan Beyer on your updates. Elijah and Spotty Boy on the videos, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio on your social media. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection and fast free shipping. Free road hazard protection and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. HISA! That is the company that's implementing comprehensive reform, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology. Helps keep athletes safe. Learn more at safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Now, there is so much to get to. Last night, I'll quote Danny G.
Man, that might have been the most exciting NBA night in 20 years.
He sounds just like that.
Just like that.
First of all, I don't sound anything like that.
First,
exactly like
most
that.
Exciting. Yo, what a night. And we got to talk about,
yeah, we hope you had a Nuggets, Jamal Murray sort of night. New York Knicks sort of night. Not a Lakers, Danny G sort of night.
There's so many layers. Then before that, you had the excitement of the Knicks at the Garden versus the Sixers. So a lot of great NBA yesterday. We'll talk some NBA playoffs. We'll talk NFL. We're 2 days away from the draft. Teams are breaking out new uniforms. You know I love that. Dan Beyer, that's the only time he's a Rich Davis guy. When we talk about logos, uniforms, all that type of stuff. So shout out to the Texans, Jets, Lions, Broncos. I want to dive into that for a second. And a great question about action stars, because tonight is the night. Arnold and Sylvester Stallone got that sit down.
Two weakest impressions I ever heard back to back and belly to belly. Just throwing it out there. You got the Suns and T-Wolves. You got the Pacers and Bucks. You got the Mavs and the Clippers. And you got this TMZ special.
I know.
So set the DVR. It's a sit down with Arnold. You heard Rich. Arnold and Stallone. But what makes it Stallone? What makes it legendary is the first time they've had a sit down before. It's on Fox tonight. And it's called Rivals, Friends, and Icons. But they reveal their Mount Rushmore of action stars. So we'll debate that here on the show.
Perfect.
Taking it back on a Taco Tuesday.
Now, we're going to get into the NBA. I'm going to gather my thoughts. I'm sure you're going to do the same. Lakers, Nuggies, Sixers, Knicks. I mean, there were other games, but those are the two that stand out. But before we get to that, I just want to remind everyone, with the draft 2 days away and everyone thinking, my team's banking their future on this guy or that guy. Do they go with Caleb Williams?
This or that?
Do they go, you know, with Drake? Do they go, who do they go with? I want to just take it back a really long time ago.
Do-do-do-do.
That's Frank Stallone.
Take it back.
You're more of a Frank Stallone guy. I'm more of a Sylvester Stallone guy. By the way, I saw Frank Stallone do some tunes at a club once. He does like old standards.
You saw who?
Frank Stallone.
And you say, I'm a Frank Stallone guy? I'm sorry. I never went to see him live.
Take you back.
Yeah, this guy had front row seats. He was saying, I'm a fan.
He was standing around a garbage can of Philly that was on fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to take you back really long time ago. No, not to like the 18 or 1900s. To the year 2021, a whopping 3 years ago, where teams banked their future on the following quarterbacks. Let me just read this just to show you how.
So this is the 2021 draft?
Yeah, just to show you how fickle and ridiculous and stupid we all look when we're rooting for our teams thinking, oh, they got the guy. Trevor Lawrence. I'm not saying that's a failed experiment. He's good. But he was supposed to be like the man. I think that's still a work in progress.
He's a bona fide starter in the NFL. Oh,
yeah.
He's a quality QB.
Agreed. Now,
he's not a bust by any means.
No. Not a bust. But I think when you look at his stats, Danny G sent me something the other day that was mind-boggling. It was Trevor Lawrence's stats side by side with Gardner Minshew, and they were, as I said in My Cousin Vinny, identical.
How?
Identical.
Even games played?
Games played.
Really?
Wow. Identical. It's like, you know, Colin does it a lot. Yeah. Starsh. Cowherd does those blind comparisons of these two guys. You'll never guess who they are.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence and Gardner Minshew?
Dude.
Got the same resume.
Would have never guessed that.
So Trevor Lawrence, good, but let's not get crazy.
It's just one we associate with being a starting quarterback. And yeah. Minshew, He's a spark plug. He's a good quarterback. No diss on him, but I would never have thought that. Thanks for sending me that, Danny G.
Now, we have secret chats without
you. I know.
You.
Are you having clandestine conversations, as Mike Tyson says?
Clandestine.
That was in our group chat. That just means you ignored me.
I guess I was busy that day.
Kavito was scrolling through some cheeks and boxing updates on Instagram.
And I was busy watching dance videos on TikTok.
So before you're so stoked about Caleb Williams or Drake May or Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. Ooh, Bo Nix. I know Danny G's like, I hope Michael Penix Jr. falls to the Raiders. Before you get excited about any of these guys, let me remind you of five names from just 4 years ago.
Okay, so Trevor Lawrence, not a bust.
No, I got five more.
Go ahead.
The new Denver Bronco, Zach Wilson. Trey Lance. Justin Fields. Mac Jones. And Kyle Trask.
So you're 1 for 5 there, I guess.
1 for 6.
Yeah. 1 for 6. Yeah.
But listen to Trevor Lawrence's numbers. Here's the side-by-side. Gardner Minshew, 2 seasons as a starter, 59 TDs, 24 interceptions, 90.2 QB rating, 49 games. Lawrence, 58 TDs, 39 interceptions, 85 passer rating, 50 games.
Yo, wow.
So Minshew has better numbers.
I was going to say, yeah, Minshew's even better. That's wild.
But it's the perception of, and this happens in a lot of workplaces, not just the NFL. You could be the guy that's been working at the company, working your way up, and you don't get that same respect as the high-end person they bring into the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could say it's the Brock Purdy effect, right? Because he was the last pick, he has to work that much harder to prove himself. Meanwhile, Trey Lance is sitting on his ass in Dallas like, oh, are they going to give me a chance if Dak messes up? It's wild when you think of it that way.
Looking at 39 interceptions to 58 TDs, I wouldn't have guessed that for Lawrence.
So just a reminder
that you never know.
You never know
how it pans out. You could be all excited or disappointed
You could be all excited about your Zach Wilson or Mac Jones or Kyle Trask or Trey Lance, and then know what ends up being the case? A Brock Purdy slides through and is the star. So just always keep that in mind. You never know. So I'm pumped about the draft in 2 days. We got great coverage here at Fox Sports Radio. You'll be watching. You'll be listening. But my point is, take it easy. Don't get too excited because you never know.
Do you guys think there's one, really quick, Kavino, you think there's one wild card quarterback like J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, there's certain fans that are like, or commentators who say, I don't think he's going to translate all that well to the NFL. But then when we look back, he might be that guy.
I mean, I think that's the beauty of sports. You never know how it's going to translate until it happens.
Well, there's a sense of J.J. McCarthy gets the highest praise on planet Earth from Jim Harbaugh. Like, you guys don't know. He's the best quarterback in the draft. And, you know, you don't know, is it the fact that he played on a ridiculously good Michigan team? And some are saying, like, he could have done more, but it didn't call for it. You know how a lot of times like a guy like Brock Purdy, oh, he managed the game in the second half. Well, they were winning. Like, J.J. McCarthy didn't really need to do much more. So they're saying maybe he's the hidden gem. And I've heard a lot of people say that Caleb Williams is one of those all-about-me type of guys. Now, I don't know that at all. I don't know the guy. I don't know the personnel and coaches at USC, but you see a lot of online chatter that, like, yo, watch, Caleb Williams is going to be a bust. He's a selfish guy. He's not a team guy. A little bit of a crybaby. So we'll see.
Jim Harbaugh, you mentioned, you know, J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh also thought his Michigan tattoo looked cool.
That is true.
Did you see it?
I did.
Look, here's just my quick opinion on that. He's got one more than I do, okay? Yeah. So I can't criticize. But I think if you're going to go in, you got to go further in. Danny G., you're a guy with a lot of tattoos, right? You're going to get a tattoo of a logo or anything. Like, you can't go small like that.
27 isn't that many.
Yeah, is that how many you have? 27 is a lot. That's how many Little League home runs I had. So I think that's a lot.
That should be your tattoo, by the way.
So J.J. McCarthy.
Not that. Yeah, how many home runs did you hit Little League?
27.
You should get a tattoo that says 27 dongs, but on your lower back.
Oh.
That'll be 27 dongs. That'll be a great tattoo,
I think.
Dan Beyer, what's up, buddy?
Jim Harbaugh should get a tattoo under his armpit of a guy videotaping. So, like, you only see it, like, secretly.
How do you do?
Yeah. That's so
dumb.
I love what you did.
Dan Beyer, any of these quarterbacks, like, I mean, listen, as Charles Barkley said last night, hold on, let me get the exact quote. I hit up Danny G with this last night. To quote Charles Barkley after the game, hold on. To quote Sir Charles.
Terrible. Darvin Ham, terrible.
Terrible.
I believe he said, hindsight is whatever.
Yeah. Hindsight's whatever.
This may be a cop-out, but I do think the situation that you're in plays a big role.
Of course.
And a guy today, Jake Browning, re-signed a two-year deal with the Bengals, who was great when Joe Burrow was out. I think it helps that Zach Taylor's there to, you know, help him become that quarterback, just like Andy Reid and the Chiefs,
dude,
we've talked about.
Of course.
Situation.
So, yep.
Coaches. You know, how they assimilate. Like, there's so many factors that you just don't know. Until it happens, like I said. I hate to compare everything to a fight, but people always talk about, well, dude, who you got? And it's like, I really won't know until I see
it. Sure. I think the Minshew, Trevor Lawrence one, though, is interesting because Minshew spent time in Jacksonville. You know, like, in the previous years. And so, yeah, so maybe it said, oh, we keep Minshew and bypass Trevor Lawrence.
No, you know, what they say, Dan Beyer. They say it all the time. Hindsight's whatever.
Yeah,
hindsight's whatever. You know what? I saw last night, I'm watching the post game of the NBA, and I'm glad someone else caught it besides me. I'm like, did he just say hindsight's whatever? And then someone tweeted, you know how they put live tweets up on the TNT show once in a while? It said, hindsight is whatever. Was that Socrates or Charles Barkley?
Such a great. Sir Charles Barkley. All right. So not only is it draft week, but some crazy games in the NBA. Again, some good ones tonight, but last night was wild. Of course, the Magic Cavs, like Rich Davis. Cavs over the Magic and the Knicks over the 76ers. Got to talk about that. Yeah. The Nuggies over the Lakers. But, man.
Let me ask you this.
The ending of the Knicks and Lakers game, insanity.
There's a couple questions at play here. We'll pose them. We'd love your feedback.
You know what I love? I heard Ben Maller talking about who
Baba Ganoush.
No, it wasn't Baba Ganoush. Yeah. This time it was who gets the blame sausage. Because that's what we look at all the time.
He loves blame sausage.
LeBron throws blame sausage at the officiating, at the refs, right? LeBron says, why do we have a replay center if we're not going to get it right? So he throws the blame sausage at the officials, but Ben Maller, and the way I see it too, is you got to throw some blame sausage at AD. Because here's a guy that played hard the first three quarters of the game, and I know he had foul trouble, I get all that, but as Ben Maller said, and it's true, you scored as many points as he did in the fourth quarter.
That's unacceptable, bro. Dude. Unacceptable.
The way he was rolling through those first three quarters, he was getting any shot he wanted over the Joker. I don't care how many fouls. If I'm the head coach of the team, I'm leaving him on the floor until he fouls out.
You know, it's also unacceptable. Every joke I'm thinking in my head about blame sausage that I can't say on Fox Sports Radio.
Rich, who do you give your tiny little baby sauce blame sausage to?
You know what? Who am I giving my baby blame sausage to?
Your little blamey.
Gotta blame me.
Your little breakfast. AD played
your little
so
breakfast blame sauce.
No, like little like cocktail.
We get it. Blame we sausage. Get it.
Blame smokies.
Little blamies.
Yeah, who do you give your little blamey to?
I mean, AD played well throughout most of the game, but
I
said to Danny G, and listen, there's so many things we said yesterday, and
he was salty at the press conference.
I do not have the basketball insight and never have claimed to.
I thought you were going to tweet out at the end of that game in all caps.
I told you.
Told you, guys.
Who's a basketball expert? Kenny Smith? I felt like...
You don't need to be an expert to have two eyeballs and make an observation.
But yesterday I said, guys, there's a few factors. We're going to need D'Angelo Russell to step it up in the first half and knock down at least 5 threes. Ding!
Yeah.
I said, you know, no lead's big enough for the Lakers if they get ahead. Bing! Mm-hmm. LeBron needs
to... You asked me how many points do the Lakers need to be up by?
Oh, yeah. Danny's like 30.
I think he said 35 or something.
I did say 35.
35. So, and I thought he was joking, but when you see how good the Nuggets are... He was dead on because it didn't matter how much of a lead you had.
And we're never those told you so type of guys. But yesterday, the three of us, we pretty much predicted how that game would play out. We're like, the Lakers need to play damn near perfect. And they did. And still couldn't get it done. I did want to point this out, Covino.
It's a matter of, again, them stepping up in the fourth quarter and the Lakers, I don't want to say disappearing, but...
LeBron had two big threes back-to-back. That, like, for a minute, they pulled a little away again, but as you said.
And Anthony Davis did play, I think, 10 minutes, if not more, in the fourth quarter. Well, so I'm not blaming it on him.
Sometimes
there's no blame. You just got to give credit where credit's due. And Jamal Murray had to – it's like they asked AD. I don't know if you saw the clip, but AD at the press conference, like, can you tell us what happened at the end of the game? And he's like, Jamal Murray made the shot. And he drops the mic and leaves.
Yeah, I mean, like, if he doesn't make the shot –
Right. You got to give credit to Jamal Murray for making a hell of a shot and credit to the Nuggets for pulling it off.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
I'm out. Oh, sniggity snap.
I'm out.
I'm 40.
I'm out and... Yo, AD played great, but there were a couple times where, and this is just to show.
Dude, because, he played elite, but again, like.
Because Jokic is so not your traditional looking beast on the court, right? He's just a big goon, as we always say, the big Serbian goon that, you know,
doesn't
is
matter.
Dominant.
Doesn't matter what he looks like. You sound like your dad and my mom.
It's his mannerisms, though, like the way it looks almost like he's just chucking a shot up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I watch anything with my mom, right?
Yeah, not his looks. It's the body movement.
It's the body language.
Yeah.
But he does look like a goon. I'm not saying it doesn't matter.
I'm not like my dad who can't watch a movie unless everyone's attractive.
Yeah, same. My mom is like, why would they put him in the movie? He's so ugly.
I'm like,
it doesn't matter, Mom. Can you just watch the movie? He's not a model. He's an actor.
I said to my dad, I recommended a movie to my dad, and he's like, oh, I can't watch it. I don't find her attractive. I'm like, Dad, Melissa McCarthy is funny. Not everyone's hot. Anyway.
My mom cuts up everybody. I'm like, he's a singer, Mom. He's not in the cover of Men's Health.
Ed Sheeran. He's the greatest singer. Have you heard his music? Anyway.
So my point is, he's a Serbian goon, as you said.
Unconventional in the fact that he's not flashy and he effortlessly. I was telling Danny G before the show, keep in mind that Anthony Davis is one of the top 75 NBA players of all time. Anthony Davis is arguably one of the best defensive players in the NBA.
Guess what? Your Serbian goon, as you called him, could be top 15, top 10 of all time.
Dude, what I was going to say is the Serbian goon we love.
You say that respectfully.
He'd call for the ball. He'd do that old guy gym move where he would back. He'd go inside and just literally back up, back up while he was dribbling until he was close enough to the basket and just muscled his way over Anthony Davis. Who on earth, other than Jokic, could muscle their way over Anthony Davis that way? There were times where it literally was what you would do, Danny G. If you were a teenager and you were playing against a kid a little younger, you're like, I know how to get a basket every time. I'll just dribble and back up. Yep. And he bullied Anthony Davis. That's unprecedented.
Yep. Spin around and lay the ball up.
Name another big man that has been bullied, that Anthony Davis got bullied by. I can't think of any in that way.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome to see. It's fundamental basketball. And again, Jamal Murray, we discussed it last week. Even though they're very rated, they have the championship to prove it, but maybe the most underrated duo in basketball. And Jamal Murray had his first, right? Because Charles Barkley was that your first buzzer beater? That's what every kid dreams of. He did it in a big spot. First in the NBA. You just got to credit the Nuggets. So I don't want to throw blame sausage. I just want to credit Jamal Murray and
keep your blame sausage to yourself.
Yeah, I think that was a great game. It was a great comeback. Props to them.
So let me pose a question we'll discuss in a few.
And by the way, devastating for the Lakers, because that's the question.
I'm glad you said that. Of the two teams that somehow let it fall apart.
The two teams that are both 0-2 now.
Was it the Sixers letting what seemed to be a pretty clear W slip away at Madison Square Garden? Or was it a winded Lakers, mile high, could have stole one in Denver? What hurts more, the Lakers not getting it done, or the Sixers letting fresh mozzarella hit a three-pointer? When DiVincenzo, when he misses the three and they kick it back out to him, you got to look back and the Sixers are going to say, there were four Sixers under that rim. And the one big guy, who was the big guy in the Knicks that got that key rebound? Do you know Dan Beyer? Who got that key rebound?
I think it was Hartenstein.
Yes.
I think that's who it was.
Dude, he muscled through like four defenders to grab that rebound.
I was going
to
say Vredestein. I was
no, that's
off.
A type of tire on tire. But yeah, that guy.
No, really. That was the key play right there. Somehow he came up with it. Dished it back to DiVincenzo. He gets a second shot, hits it, bam.
Didn't it seem like for a second like the Sixers took their foot off the gas? Like, we'll get the rebound. Game's over.
Which game was more exciting at the end? It was insane.
Watch Nicholas Batum in the final 15 seconds, and you're going to say to yourself about four times, what are you doing?
Really?
Do something.
He was sleeping?
Do something.
Yeah.
You
know what? There was so much going on. I'm glad you said that because I will. I'll check it out right now.
I sent you guys that Sixers. They played like Clippers at the end there. The Sixers TV call. They were talking about having a fun post game with 45 seconds left. They said it was done. It's done.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Sam, listen to this. I think Sam has it.
Insane.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Get the home court advantage by winning one of the two games on the road. Job done. Let's head down to the turnpike.
Now he splits them. Stay tuned. Post game live is going to be fun.
Post game live is going to be fun. We split them.
Job's
done. Oh, boy. Matt, well, your thoughts next right here on Covino and Rich. Who blew it more? Was it the Sixers or the Lakers? We'll get your feedback next. Covino and Rich right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now, whether you're headed to campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or like Ebenezer and George,
those old friends,
or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. If you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
There's no better place to stay. You know, we're fans. We were at the Nashville location. It was awesome. I did karaoke drunk until the wee hours at their cool bar in the Nashville location. And you could go to a Graduate Hotel yourself. And if you want to save up to 30%, use our code CRSHOW. Use code CRSHOW at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're looking ahead to the college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel for the fall as well. We got to warn you, reservations for those weekends fill up fast. So go there now and use our code CRSHOW at graduatehotels.com.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, welcome back.
You're a moron.
Meat puppets, bro. Rich don't even know about Backwater because he's a nerd. That's Iowa Sam.
He knows
Danny
about Backwater.
Yeah, he does. We got Dan Byer, Elijah Spotty. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. I got a story about this song. I love it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Can I use the restroom?
I'm kidding. Sure. No, I'll make it quick. I don't go on and on like you. I went to the CD store with my hard-earned Bennigan's money, and I'm looking through CDs to buy. This is back in the late 1900s. And
was that in black and white?
It was black and white back then.
When I was a kid, I used to picture my grandparents living in black and white.
And I saw the CD from the Meat Puppets that Iowa Sam is playing right now, and there was a little sticker on it, and it said, "They're my favorite effing band, Kurt Cobain." And I was like, "Ooh, yeah, I got to get it." I was way into Nirvana. That album stunk. If there was two good songs on that CD, you were lucky. And that was the risk you took.
way back in the day.
They must have took Cobain out of context.
I know, taking it back on a Tuesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studio, and if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com.
All right, and don't forget, Express Pros is the presenting sponsor of Fox.
Say please remember. You're more likely to remember if you say
that is
please
true.
Remember.
Don't say don't forget.
Yeah, that's negative.
Please remember.
Please remember.
Like if you tell someone, like, Iowa Sam, for tomorrow, if I said, please remember to bring something in.
You're more likely to.
That's the positive way to say it. If I say, don't forget, now it's in your head.
You're like, oh.
Now you're asking a personal favor.
Yeah.
Please remember.
Remember.
Please, please remember. Please. Don't miss our draft night coverage this Thursday, 8 p.m., it's going to be a lot of fun. First round, Jay Glazer, Steve Keim.
Fun like the post-game show last night?
With Kenny and Charles racing against the wall?
The 76ers.
Yeah.
Rob Stone, pick by pick, everything first round right here on Fox Sports Radio, presented by Express Pros.
Now, DiVincenzo's three. Jamal Murray's three.
Meat Puppet's my favorite band.
What was the...
maybe they asked Kurt Cobain, hey, do you like cheeseburgers? He's like, of course. Do you like Mr. Rogers, a puppet? I love pup. Loves meat.
Meat Puppets. They think about a context. But he actually covered, what was it, Lake of Fire? So he
And the cover itself is better than the
actual... The cover is better.
I bought a Meat Puppets album, and it was like, this is weird.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
A good song. Backwater's a good song.
I wasn't a fan. I love that song that you played, though. But so based on those threes at the end of the games last night...
You forgot to mention LeBron's three that rimmed in and out.
Do you think because the defender tripped and they thought it was a foul that he had too much of a thought?
Yeah.
Like, you know when you have too much time to think about it?
Right before that, he had swished two long threes in a row. And it's interesting because prior, in the third quarter especially, a lot of the Nuggets shots were rimming in and out. They were even joking about the rim being too tight on that side of the arena.
Man,
and it happens to LeBron at the very end of the game.
What was a more devastating loss? I think it's clearly the Lakers losing to the Nuggets. When we already discussed what LeBron had said, you have to play perfect to beat these guys. They should have had that game, and they lost it. Now they're down 0-2.
But then again, Covino, when you're in the Garden and you got the Knicks on the ropes, you're about to tie it up. Maxey and Embiid both scored over 30, right? I mean, like, you had a game, and you just sort of let it slip with some sloppy play. Like Dan Byer said, some of the Sixers just fell asleep in the last 40 seconds of the game. That, to me, is a game that they sort of just let slip.
Just watch the last 2 minutes of that game, and you won't believe your eyes. You're like, trust your eyes. You're like, what the hell? This is, like, it was sloppy as could be.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
There was one missed call on the Sixers.
One missed call, but it was a wild ending to that game. Look, I think it's more devastating for the Lakers because they're the Lakers. I just think there's just more expectation on LeBron and AD and these guys to at least take one game, and that was the game.
Yeah.
Let's also be real. The Nuggets are much more of a title contender than the Knicks are. So if you were to beat the Nuggets, then that tells you more about the Lakers.
Dan Byer, facts. Because if the Lakers took out the Nuggets in the series, it would be like, whoa, LeBron with a big upset.
Look out, world.
If the Sixers beat the Knicks, you'd be like, oh, it's a solid series.
Yes.
You wouldn't be shocked. If Embiid, arguably, you know, what top three player in the NBA, won the first round of the playoffs, would anyone be surprised?
DB, what do you make of Darvin Ham not challenging that late foul call on LeBron? I think there was 57 seconds left earlier, and the buzzword now we keep hearing the word marginal. That overturned the D'Angelo, what looked like was a foul to his face because the ball was out of his hands, I guess. But LeBron touches that nugget with a fingertip, and they call a foul. Darvin Ham had two timeouts. Don't you think that would have been overturned?
I'm going to be completely honest. I was at LAX picking up my mom last night.
You could have been like, Danny, you said it, bro.
Absolutely.
Well, I know that was a talking point this morning on the other shows.
Well, they're idiots. No, I'm kidding.
When I saw Danny G, I saw a lot of memes, and I think you were, Covino, sent this to me. It's Ham after that foul. And it was Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show. And it's like, hey, what are you doing? Just hanging around. Who, me? Who, me? Just hanging around. Beetlejuice style. Who, me?
In that Clay Matthews jersey. Is that what he's wearing?
Just hanging around.
All right, honestly, that's the part. Like, I knew the Nuggets were going to come back. Rich, you texted me when the Lakers had a 10-point lead.
Rich jinxed it is what he did. No, that's why I didn't text you
at
all.
But what did I say, Rich, when you texted?
No,
the lead had been cut to 10.
It's too big. You go, here we go.
I said, no lead is safe. We knew it was coming. It's just a matter of can they hold on or not.
I mean, I can't be the only one because I'd like to say I'm more than a casual NBA fan. I watch. I just don't watch intently like Danny G watches the Lakers or Covino watches the Yankees. Like, I'm not an everyday watcher. But if you can't tell me the intensity levels in the NBA playoffs just confirm that the regular season is so irrelevant.
No, like, it's next level.
But that's another part of this, though, that I do think that is interesting is if the Lakers are who they appear to have been without letting these two games slip away, then why are you the 8 seed? Why are you? Why aren't you fighting with Denver in Oklahoma City in Minnesota? And in terms of like how the playoffs are now, there are obviously levels. All you have to do is just not be in the play-in. You know, just be a top 6 seed. Like, I think all of that plays in to the point of when you look at the Lakers and what could have been, and like if you're playing who we think is the best team in the West, they're the defending champs of that much, and you could do this to them. And I understand that it's matchups, but if you could get through Denver, you could get through anybody in these playoffs.
True.
Well, and why did you put yourself in the position that you need, you know, that you're in right now to have to do that? That's a bigger picture story.
As I was fixing up my pompadour this morning, getting ready, I was
your hair looks great today.
Thank you, man. I was listening to Dan Patrick. He made a good point too. He said you could talk about how good the Lakers have played all day, right? You could say they had a 20-point lead. And think of how good they had to play to get that lead. They had to play that bad and worse to lose the game. So it's about consistency. It's about being able to keep it up the entire game. And it just sucks, Danny G, to see them lose a lead like that.
No, it's a really good point. It's a really good point.
Right.
Because in the fourth quarter, the shots that had been falling throughout the rest of the game, even the easy ones right at the hoop, suddenly were rimming out. And then the rebounds that they were getting earlier, non-existent, and you saw the Nuggets, how well they were rebounding the entire game. That was a big problem for the Lakers. But I was super upset with Darvin Ham. The substitutions were not right.
Who, me?
Austin Reeves. Yeah,
I'm just hanging around.
Who, me?
Austin Reeves was cold. He didn't sub. He didn't use the timeouts correctly. In fact, there was a dude shouting on YouTube this morning. Hilarious. 30 seconds of how he felt. This was titled, Darvin Ham Makes Me Not Want to Be Alive.
Listen to this.
You gotta be out of your mind. Why did my parents have me? This is coaching. I am being tortured. I'll never have kids because of you. Down screen. What are we doing? D'Angelo Russell, Gabe Vincent, why can't we switch it? If you're not switching, get attached to the screen or arms extended. So Jamal Murray can't curl, you don't guard the screen. You judge Jamal Murray curls right off it. How are you going to guard this handoff? Dinwiddie, there's 3 steps of space, you know, because he was screened. You! What is the point of any Lakers employee? What, anyone that works for the Lakers, what exactly do you do here? The shot went up. Why is Rui Hachimura not already sprinting back?
He's going to be a great sports parent.
I need a lozenge after that.
I'm just guessing he had money on the game. I don't know.
All right, well, thank you for that. You know, Danny, I have a good hypothetical for you, but let's go to Dan Beyer for an update. Dan, what is going on outside of the NBA playoffs yesterday?
Well, NBA playoffs today, because Giannis Antetokounmpo is out tonight for the Bucks. Milwaukee's ruled him out for the second straight game. He's not going to play tonight against the Pacers in a game that tips at 8:30 Eastern time. The triple header actually starts with a Western Conference playoff game. Suns and Timberwolves, 7:30 Eastern time from Minneapolis. Mavericks and Clippers wrap it up at 10 Eastern. Kawhi Leonard, questionable with a knee injury. Purdue's Zach Edey has filed paperwork to be eligible for the 2024 NBA draft. The Broncos have exercised the fifth-year option on the contract of cornerback Patrick Surtain, while the NFL Network says the Commanders have received calls from teams about the second overall pick, one of those coming from the Raiders, according to the report. As for the Patriots, who sit at 3, the NFL Network says the team hasn't received a good enough offer to move the pick, but still would be willing to move out of that spot. Mentioned this earlier, but the Bengals did re-sign quarterback Jake Browning to a 2-year deal. College football news, Colorado running back Dylan Edwards has entered the transfer portal. In the Premier League, Arsenal blank Chelsea today 5-0, so Arsenal back on top by themselves in the Premier League. Point guard Haley Van Lith has not committed to transferring to TCU, despite reports about a week ago that she was going to be a member of the Horned Frogs program. The LSU transfer is still keeping her options open and looking where to play next. Guys, back to you.
Hey, Dan Byer, did Browning's girlfriend re-sign with her yoga pants?
Yeah, I will admit I completely forgot about that, but now that you bring it up, maybe this package deal.
Remember when Browning was filling in for Joe Burrow? They kept going to Browning's girl in the suite.
I do.
And she wore that she wore the full body spandex with she was wearing the yoga pants that I think had the crease and the crack that you know.
Those are the ones you wear to the gym, right?
Yeah, it's the ones I wear to my CrossFit class.
Yeah, but I do remember that. So there's lots to get to on the show today. Thank you, Dan Byer. We got to do some Shaq Diesel NBA trivia. If you want a chance to win a Swiggy, you got to be dialing soon at 877-99 on Fox. Some multiple choice NBA trivia with Shaq Whack Diesel. Plus, if we have time, Ryan Garcia, there's an update there. And we're going to have a fun debate about Stallone and Schwarzenegger based on their special that airs tonight on Fox.
Okay. Can't wait.
More
Covino and Rich next. Now, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free.
I'd say, what a guy.
Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get.
Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. So go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. Find the office near you. Download the Express Jobs app and get started.
With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator, customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take that next career step. Whether it's a contract job or a full-time role, turn to Express Employment.
Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Always having fun here at Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich.
The worldwide leaders of nonsense live from the TireRack.com studios. Now, there's something cool going on tonight. Aside from all the great games, Timberwolves, oh, Suns at Timberwolves.
My softball game on Balboa?
Rich's softball game.
It's going to be huge.
Pacers, Bucks, Mavs, Clippers. There's a special that airs tonight, and what's wild about it is you've seen them together before. Stallone,
absolutely.
Hey, yo. You've seen Stallone and Schwarzenegger together.
Yeah.
BFFs. But they've never, apparently, according to the promos on Fox, according to Harry Levin, TMZ, they've never had a sit-down together.
His name's Harvey.
What did I say, Harry? Harry, Harvey, two old guy names. Who cares? There's a new special tonight. You know, Rivals.
The guy that stands up with a cup of coffee and talks about, you know, teeny bopper romance. That guy.
No, he's cool. I like him.
I like him too.
Rivals, Friends, and Icons. Premieres tonight.
I like the black dude with the predator dreadlocks.
Yeah, that guy's
hanging
cool
out
too.
There. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. So now, the title says it all. They started off as rivals, but much like any great athlete, you need someone to bring out your greatness. For every Muhammad Ali, there was a Joe Frazier, right? So for every
Peyton Manning,
Stallone,
there was a Tom Brady.
Yeah. Yeah. For every Stallone, there was a Schwarzenegger. They elevated each other from rivals, friends, to icons. It premieres tonight at 8 p.m., I believe at 8 p.m. on Fox. And they had an interesting conversation about action star Mount Rushmore's.
Now, what's funny is that, like you said, they never interacted, never did interviews or sit-downs together.
Yeah.
Now, Spot, you and I recently talked about how there were, like, funny, subtle nods to each other. Like, in the movie Twins, remember Arnold and Danny DeVito?
Of course.
Arnold, remember he comes from the lab on that island?
Yeah,
And he comes to, what, California?
Yeah.
California.
And such a great movie,
He gets to the United States, and remember, he stops and he looks at a billboard, and it's a billboard of Stallone, and he looks at it and goes, eh.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that was a little subtle nod to, like,
yeah. Nod or a sneak diss, you know, playful diss back in the day because they were rivals.
They did something similar in Last Action Hero, I remember.
So here's what they said about the Mount Rushmore of action stars.
I would put Clint on it. Clint Eastwood was always my hero, my inspiration. He was one of those guys, just like Rich Park in bodybuilding, that spent time with me and talked to me. And the fourth guy you have to come up with. I think I already came up with.
I think it goes to Bruce. He's a very multifaceted guy. He can do drama and comedy and whatever, and all the same. But he was in quite a few seminal action films that really, like Die Hard, the classic, and those things don't go away.
I want to make sure you heard he said Bruce from Die Hard, not to be confused with Bruce Leroy or Bruce Lee. It's Bruce Willis that Stallone's talking about. So they added to the Mount Rushmore, including obviously themselves, with Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis. Now, if you're a bozo, Mount Rushmore means your top four. Your top four action star of all time.
You got to be a real bozo to not know that.
Some people don't know that.
I know.
Ask them, they're like, how many is that? So before we dive into it, are there obvious ones for you? Because I don't necessarily agree with what they said. I'm not dissing on Bruce Willis. Dude's a legend, but I got my own.
You're allowed to make your own, and that's what the fun of this is. I think we're going to keep Arnold and Sly on Mount Rushmore. Who are the other two, according to you? And, of course, I mean, how could we not get insight from the guy that runs this place?
Big Mike. Now, Big Mike, you can't put yourself on this list.
Well, obviously, I would not be putting myself on this list. It wouldn't be fair to everybody else.
Stallone.
I don't want people to feel bad.
Stallone, Arnold, Big Mike.
No, I have to. But I have to agree first off that it shouldn't be Bruce Willis. It should be Bruce Lee.
Oh,
I mean,
Bruce Lee.
That's number one.
That's your pick.
That's my pick.
Okay,
absolutely, Bruce Lee. And we're missing the discussion of all these action heroes. Which one would actually beat the crap out of all the other ones, like in real life? Right?
Ooh. Seagal.
No, it's. That's going to have to be Dolph Lundgren. But
Dolph.
That's not my. But he's not on my Mount Rushmore. My number four Mount Rushmore, Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Whoa. Look at you.
Alien. All high and mighty.
Controversial.
Come on. Alien was just amazing. amazing.
Looking out for the women. Wow. He's got his Caitlin Clark jersey on.
Dude. No, that's a really great answer. It really, you know, I wasn't even thinking along those lines because I'm a sexist a-hole. That's why. That's why. Because I'm thinking, who is it? Van Damme?
Well, so you can add a woman if you want or a guy.
Of course you can. That's a great answer, man.
Your top four, we're going to keep Stallone and we're going to keep Arnold. Give us your other two at 877-99-ON-FOX. And I know the phones are a little wishy-washy today, so at @CovinonRich on Twitter and Instagram, we will give you our Mount Rushmores next. Plus, we'll talk more NBA Finals and the draft in 2 days. Hang tight. More next.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.